Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So as we've done all year when they put these out, I just want to live in dream world. So let's live in dream world for funsies here, and let's just pick the top 12 teams, okay, according to the AP rankings. Let's not look at... Or the college football playoff rankings. Let's not look at conference winners, et cetera, et cetera. Your top 12 teams in this order: Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama, Notre Dame, BYU, Miami. Let's assume Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech all win this weekend, although that would be impossible in the Big Ten championship, and they all remain the top four seeds. What is a dream matchup that you would love to see of this?
I mean,
there's a couple in here. I'll start with one.
Go ahead.
Cristobal at Autzen. That's just drama.
Yeah.
I actually think Oregon would play quite well against that team. But that's some popcorn Friday night, the 19th, inject into my blood.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it has a million storylines.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'd be the best game.
Yeah. The thing about it is it's the Florida team going to Oregon in December. Don't love that.
What's that?
The Florida team going to Oregon in December. Not a big fan of that. I think I'd like to see Indiana, Georgia.
Ooh, styles make fights.
That's the game. Like, if you're asking me what matchup I want to see most, that's probably it. Because I think those are the two most complete teams in football.
Also, another one that would be a great storyline, the Mormons at the Catholics.
Oh, yeah.
That could be fun.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Oklahoma, I'm just so meh. Ole Miss, I'm just bummed out about.
Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to coach the team.
I know, but I really of the teams in the top 12, if Lane was still at Ole Miss, it would be Ole Miss, Indiana, probably Texas Tech, the three teams that I'm most excited to see.
Ooh, you have Texas Tech in there. The high upside, the low side.
Yeah, there's just something about them. A&M, you know, they're right on the edge, but the Marcell Reed of it all, like, when he's good, man, he's
real good.
Super fun. But man, when he's not, it just sputters so bad.
If we go into real life conversation about this, a part of me wants BYU to beat Texas Tech for this reason only, nothing to do with them or the Big 12, to kick Notre Dame out.
Yes. Why is Notre Dame ahead of Miami? It doesn't make any sense.
Simply because that would justify things a lot more. A BYU two-loss team and a Notre Dame two-loss team. I might take BYU in that game, even though I don't know how it necessarily matches up. I haven't watched Notre Dame in a while. I've just seen the stats and they look good. But don't forget,
he got bad intentions. Mm-hmm.
So that is something that's interesting. But the flip side is they're going to do whatever they can to keep Notre Dame in.
Of course they are.
And because of that, then show me. The unfortunate side of that is if Notre Dame does show up and gets the pants blown off them, they'll just be like, yeah, you know, it's just a tough matchup for Notre Dame. They'll be back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of admitting that maybe they got something wrong. I think what I really, really want is I want some of these big schools to go on the road. Kind of like Tennessee at Ohio State last year. I want to see Bama on the road. I want to see Oklahoma on the road. I want to see those Notre Dame on the road. I want to see those high-profile blue bloods, quote-unquote, whatever they are, in atmospheres like Autzen, The Grove, You know, I want to see stuff like that. I want to see throwing tortillas at an Alabama team.
Yeah.
Or a Texas A&M for in-state rivalry kind of purposes. I want to see that. And that's kind of the whole point of this first round is that home game matchup.
And, you know, the
Notre Dame, or sorry, Alabama or Notre Dame will never, ever sign a home and home with Oregon to play at Autzen.
No.
This is your chance.
Yeah, sending an SEC team to Oregon, it feels like I don't want to see a team from the South go there, but that's kind of how it's going to have to go, I think. But the other part of this, and I know we're talking about the top 12, I just want to see a fun group of five team. Get plucky.
That's why I'm rooting for North Texas. You know? And I know we had Tyson Alger on yesterday, and he kind of poo-pooed the thought, and I don't blame him for it because I think there's a ton of validity to it. Their metrics are the number one team, number one offense in the nation, but who do they play?
Yeah.
That's a super fair point by him and the reality. But I want to see it.
Look, it's like Arizona State last year. You know what I mean?
Chuck
like
the Rock.
Boise State and then their bowl game against Oklahoma. It's like when you get those opportunities, man, and like they're not always gonna happen. More often than not, they're gonna lose. But when they win, because eventually it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's always just a super, super fun story. Like that's We knew like when Ohio State did what they did against Oregon, we knew what they were.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh boy, that's they just pulled their pants down and spanked them, and then they just did that to basically everybody until the title game.
We're gonna spend some time tomorrow on that title game.
Mm-hmm.
Why does nobody care about this game?
Because I don't think anybody cares about Ohio State because they're not fun, and Indiana does not have the following.
And no matter what happens, they're both going to the College Football Playoff top four.
And they're both going to be top four. Like, again, does a world exist where if either of those teams beats the living crap out of the other team that they fall out of the top four?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Indiana's resume is great.
Yeah.
If you think Oregon, if you're an Oregon fan and you think Oregon's resume is great, Indiana's is just as good.
Better.
I don't know if it's better. But it's just as good.
Did Oregon go into somebody else's house and smack them around?
No. But going into Iowa and Penn State is not easy.
No, it's not.
Oregon did not go into Autzen and smoke Oregon. They did not do that. That is an impressive win.
Yeah.
Dare I say maybe the most impressive win of the year.
It's one. Indiana going into Autzen and handling them that way.
That could be a fun question. Yeah,
it's one of the most impressive wins of the year.
That could be a fun thing to come back to when we're
Oregon doesn't lose home games, man.
When we're in between playoff games and there's not a lot going on, like the week of when we head to Baltimore for Army-Navy.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a fun question to have. What was the best win of anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Is Miami's win against Notre Dame the best?
Mm-hmm.
A&M went into South Bend and won.
Close game.
Close game. Yeah, that'd be a fun little challenge. We'll do that.
Georgia coming back and beating Ole Miss.
Oh yeah. Good call. That was a great game. Mm-hmm. Alabama walking into Georgia and smacking them around.
There's probably 10 games
we can choose
from.
There's some good ones.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.